Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamas Vavamabez. We're holding on Vavamabez, 11 lines from the top, Elis Al-Kadaitach. So says the Gemara, Elis Al-Kadaitach Amina, I would have said without Aleh, I would have said that the Asay of Yibam could be Daicha the Lois Asay Sheesh Bakaris of Arias. Where do we find an Asay could be Daicha Lois Asay Sheesh Bakaris? Tayisime Avara, you can learn it out from Avara. The Tanit Vei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel taught, Leisavaru Ish Bechom Meshveseichem Math HaMoloimer. The Pasuk says that you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos Bechom Meshveseichem. Now why does the Torah have to say that? The Gemara says, Mat HaMoloimer, what do you mean, why does the Torah have to say the Isser of Avara? We already know that that's already an old question. Either Rabbi Yaisi Lelav, either Rabbi Nasan Lechalik, either you go like Rabbi Yaisi, who says that the reason why the Torah singles out Avara is to teach me that it's just a Lav and there's no Kares, either Rabbi Nasan Lechalik, or like Rabbi Nasan to teach me that each Malacha is its own thing. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Havara Lelav Yatsadiv Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Nasan Ayman Lechalik. So what was Rabbi Shmuel, what was Tanya Dvei Rabbi Shmuel's question? Vama Rava, Rava explained that Tana Meshavis Kakashale. We know that the Torah had to single out Havara, either Lav or Lechalik. But what Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel was bothered by is why does the Pasuk stress Bechol Meshveseichem? Meshavis Matam Aloimem. Why does the Torah have to specify that you're not allowed to burn a fire no matter where you live? Now it's true, Mitzvah Tuyas Ba'aretz are only in Eretz Yisrael. They don't apply to Chutz La'aretz. But Michti, Shabbos Chavis Agufi. This has nothing to do with the land. This has to do with the person's body. A person has to keep Shabbos, not the land. So if it's a chayves aguf, by chayves aguf, we don't differentiate between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So may Shabbos to kasev rachmanim b'Shabbos lamali. Why does the pasuk stress that it's b'chol meshveseichem? So on that, the Braisa says mishum Rabbi Shmuel amar Talmud Echa. The Talmud said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Now, the future Nemar, we have a pasuk that says by Misas Bezdin v'chiyi abish chemish b'maves v'hu mas, that Bezdin's supposed to put the person to death. So shemei ani bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos. So the assumption is that applies even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, Bezdin should put the person to death. Umani mekayim mechaleh meisu mas. The Torah says you can't do malacha, and if you do, you're chay misa. That's b'shar malacha is chutz misas Bezdin. That's outside of the context of Misas Bezdin. But Misas Bezdin is doicha Shabbos. Says the Braisa, I ain't. Or maybe not like that. El afilu misas bezdin. Maybe even misas bezdin is included in mechalehem meisumas. Umani mekayim vuhumas. The Torah says bezdin is a chiv to put a person to death when he's deserving. That's bechol v'loy b'shabbos. Maybe it's only during the week. Oh yeah, you know. Or maybe like we originally thought. Maybe el afilu b'shabbos. Maybe it's even on Shabbos. So the Gemara soon will explain what's the back and forth. Tamu leimer leisavaru eish bechol meishveisechem. That's why I have these words bechol meishveisechem. Because these words bechol meishveisechem. By Avara, we have similar words by Misas Bezdin. By Misas Bezdin, it says, "V'chol elo lachem l'chukas mishpelu darisechem b'chol meishveisechem." Again, these words b'chol meishveisechem. So, ma'amar Shabbos amurim lahalam beBezdin, just like this in this pasuk of V'hayu Eila. There, it's talking about the context of Misas Bezdin. Af meishavos amurim kan beBezdin. So too, when the pasuk says leisivaru and it says b'chol meishveisechem, it means even in the context of Misas Bezdin. V'amar Rachman and the Torah is saying, loisavaru, that you're not allowed to make a fire. Let's say for the Misa of Sreifa, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So my love, Rav Nasani, L'chayra going like Rav Nasan, Amar L'chalik Yatasa, who says that Avara is Chayiv Kares, the reason why it's singled out, is just to tell me that each Malacha is its own Isser. Utaimu Dekasav Rachman Loisavaru. And yet what do you see from here? That the only reason why we don't do Sreifa, we don't do Misa's Bezdin on Shabbos, we don't say that the Asay of Misa's Bezdin is Doicha, the Loisa Asay Sheesh Bekares, of Avara on Shabbos is because we have the drasha of Leisavaru. Holav hachi dachi. But without the drasha, I would have said it is daicha. So from here you see a makar, then the asay could be daicha leisa seishyesh makares. To which the Gemara says, loy Rabbi Yaisi. No, we're going like Rabbi Yaisi, who says that Avara is a lav yatasa. It doesn't have kares, it's just a lav. Okay, well, ask the Gemara. But you have inam Rabbi Yaisi. Even if we're going like Rabbi Yaisi, emer dam Rabbi Yaisi avara lav yatasa havara great asa. Why did Rabbi Yaisi say that avara is only chayiv? It's only a lav. That's when a person's just doing avara. A person in his house, he makes a fire. But avara de bezdin bishop psiluhu. When they did avara in the context of Misa's bezdin, it was they had to cook a piece of lead. They had to cook lead before they poured it down the person's throat. So if so, that already involves the malacha of bishul. Bishul of avadil is a leis asayshiesh bakar. Vam Rav Sheshes, like Rav Sheshes taught us, that Mali Bishop Sila, Mali Bishop Samanin. There's no difference between the bishul of the spices that they did in the Mishkan and the bishul of the lead that they do in Beis Din. It's the same chiyuv. It's a leis asayish bekaris. And still, it's only because I have a drasha. That's why we say that the say of Mises Beis Din doesn't override the leis asayish bekaris of Shabbos. Mashma, without that, I would have said a say deich leis asayish bekaris. So this is the makar that yibum would be deicha arayis, and that's why I need a leah to teach me that it's not. However, the Gemara says that no, it's true. You see from here that there was a havamina that Misas Beis Din would override Shabbos, but it's not like you're assuming that it's because of a seder chaleis. I say Amar Rav Shimi Barashi Haytana Loi Mishum Daasi Asay V'Dachi Leis. I say Ela Mishum Demaisi B'Kavu Chaymer. It wasn't because of a seder chaleis. I say it was because of a kavu chaymer. V'Hachi Kamer. This is what the Tana went to say, that maybe Vuhumas means that Beis Din is supposed to put a person to death even on Shabbos. Umani Mekayim Echalem Oisumas B'Shar Melachi Sutz Misas Beis Din. And I would say that Mechalem Oisumas, that's talking about other Melachis outside the context of Misas Beis Din. Of a Misas Beis Din Dachi Shabbos, but Misas Beis Din is Dachi Shabbos Mikavu Chaymer. And the reason I would assume that is because we have a Kavu Chaymer. Ma Avayda Shichamura V'Dachi Shabbos. We find Avayda is very Chamer. It's so Chamer, it's even Dachi Shabbos. They would bring the carbon tamid, they would do shchita, they would bring the karba musaf, and they would do all of that on Shabbos. So avoda is very chamer, it's even deicha Shabbos. Yet retzicha deicha isa, yet retzicha misas Beis Din is even more chamer than avoda, as we find that misas Beis Din overrides avoda. If you have a kohen about to do avoda, so and he's chayiv misa, Beis Din will take him out of the Beis Hamikdash and put him to death, even though they're going to be mavatlim from avoda. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, meim mizbichi tikachenu lamos. You take him even from right next to the Mizbeach. You take him and you put him to death. So Shabbos will make the cheshbon. So Shabbos and nilchas bnei avoda. So if you find that Shabbos gets pushed to the side for avoda, ain oidin shetei retzicha deicha isas, then surely Misas Beis Din should override Shabbos. And Misas Beis Din overrides avoda, and avoda overrides Shabbos. So then Misas Beis Din, we have a kavu chaymer that we should be able to do Misas Beis Din on Shabbos, not because of asay deicha leisa say it was a kavu chaymer. Umayoy ainai. Now the Gemara says, why did the Braisa then fall off of that? Or one suggest to fall off of that? The Braisa said, "I ainai." Mayay ainai de kamar says the Gemara, "Achi kamar." This is what the Braisa meant to say. Ekfuris meis mitzvah teichiach. Now, luchayra, we have a raya from kfuris meis mitzvah that this is not a good kavuchaymer, because kfuris meis mitzvah shadoiches avoda vein doiches haShabbos. We find that it's doicha avoda if a person is on the way to bring a carbon pesach and he finds a meis mitzvah. So we learn out from ula achesoy that the meis mitzvah comes first, and yet we don't find ever that kfuris meis mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. So too, even though it's true that misas Beis Din is overrides avoda, maybe it doesn't override Shabbos. On that, hadar amar, then again, oyenoi, because maybe kfuris meis mitzvah tidcha Shabbos mikavu chaymer, maybe hagufa, maybe meis mitzvah should also be deicha Shabbos from this kavu chaymer. We should say uma avoda she deicha Shabbos kfuris meis mitzvah deicha isa. Avoda is very chamer, pushes off Shabbos, and meis mitzvah is even more chamer than that. Meis mitzvah pushes off avoda mi ula achaisai, and that we learn out from ula achaisai. So Shabbos and nidcha mne avoda in addition to kfuris meis mitzvah deicha isa. So if Shabbos gets pushed away for avoda, surely it should get pushed away for kfuris meis mitzvah. And maybe really the kavu chaymer should teach us that misas Beis Din and kfuris meis mitzvah are both deicha Shabbos. On that tamalaymer leisavaru, we have b'chomosh v'seichem that even in the context of misas Beis Din, you're not allowed to do malacha. But the point is that this braisa, the havamina that misas Beis Din would override Shabbos, was never because of a say deicha leisa say, it was because of a kavu chaymer. We still do not have any sort of makar that an asay would be deicha leisa say sheish bakares. We're